and gleefully modulated their outflow with his lips and fingers. The coarse mirth of herdsmen shaking the dells with laughter and striking out high echoes from the rock, the tune of moving feet in the lamp-pitch city or on the smooth ballroom floor, the hooves of the many horses beating the wide pastures in alarm, the song of the hurrying rivers, the colour of clear skies and smiles, and the live touch of hands and the voice of things and their significant look and the renovating influence they breathe forth. These are his joyful measures, to which the whole earth treads in choral harmony. To the music the young lambs bound as to a tabor, and the London shop girl skips rudely in the dance, for it puts a spirit of gladness in all hearts. And to look on the happy side of nature is common in their hours to all created things. Some are vocal under a good influence, are pleasing whenever they are pleased, and hand on their happiness to others as a child who, looking upon love,